Sperm donor accused of fathering more than 500 children sued over accidental incest fears. By Amy Furr on April 1, 2023. A 41-year-old sperm donor who is accused of fathering hundreds of children across the globe is now facing a lawsuit. The man, who is from the Netherlands, allegedly fathered over 500 children, and the legal action against him is regarding the potential increased risk of accidental incest, Fox News reported Thursday. The lawsuit was filed by the DonorKind Foundation, which claims Jonathan Jacob Meyer lied about the number of children he fathered via those donations, the Fox article continued. Meyer faces charges of acting unlawfully after misleading the clinics about the extent of his activities and endangering the psychological well-being of his children in addition to the increased risk of incest or inbreeding. Guidelines limit a person to 25 offspring or 12 women to prevent potential incest issues, according to a press release from DonorKind. One mother claims he admitted to her that he may have fathered as many as 500 children. The foundation also claimed Meyer, who currently lives in Kenya, has allegedly continued donating his sperm outside his home country in places that include Denmark and Ukraine, the New York Post reported Tuesday. According to Vice, the foundation's chair, Thijs van der Meer, explained that we are taking action against this man because the national government is doing nothing. He has a global reach via the internet and he does business with large international sperm banks. Meyer appears to be a musician, according to a YouTube channel of the same name. It is possible the accused fathered over 100 children in the Netherlands. Therefore, he was blacklisted from continuing his donations a few years ago. The lawsuit was brought on behalf of 25 families hoping to stop him. However, the foundation claims he has no desire to stop and kept meeting other parents. Following his blacklisting, Meyer allegedly kept offering sperm through under-the-counter means, per the Fox report. The foundation's lawyer, Mark de Heck, said, "This conduct is dangerous for the mental well-being and health of donor children." Eva, a mother involved in the lawsuit, said when she thought about the potential consequences the situation posed for her child, she had a bad feeling in her stomach and worried about his future. "Going to court is the only way to protect my child," she stated.